This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about the importance of getting the USMCA ratified and through Congress as soon as possible. But with China, American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President Scott Vanderwall says it's been a lot of two steps forward and one step back.
A lot of folks are saying we've been hearing that for, you know, every month for the last 2 years. So really it comes down to results. Show us something concrete. But we're hopeful, very supportive of going back to the table with China, and we need to get something put together with them.
Vanderwall says dealing with the Chinese is very difficult, in large part because our cultures are so terribly different.
We need to realize we need each other. They need our products, they need soybeans, pork, all those different things, and of course we need the stuff that they send this way. So it gets down to brass tacks and the original intent of international trade. You sell what you have extra of and you buy something that you don't necessarily do so well yourself.
Vanderwall says they're doing what they can to help push things along.
We continue to work with the administration and our trade officials. I believe their hearts are in the right place. They're really trying. There's all kinds of countries we can go to and work on deals, and once we get the USMCA ratified, we can go and say we did a deal with our neighbors. Now we've hopefully got the credibility to go to others and say we want to work with you too, and we're serious about this.
Vanderwall says the recent deal with Japan is a step in the right direction and hopes that will give us some momentum for other deals moving forward.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.